morning routine, this morning routine, that. Optimize your morning routine. Wake up at 6 a.m. Habit stack. Yada, 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 yada.
I know you have heard so much about morning routines. I know you've watched videos of morning routines. I have been a victim of the perfect morning routine. But I am here to tell you that everyone's morning routine should not be the same. You need to find a morning routine that works for you. And not only that, even if you do have a routine, you're not going to stick to it every day. That's just the bottom line. So I feel like I haven't been in this spot for a minute. If you are new here, welcome. My name is Quenisha. Every week I attempt to post a video that relates to self-development or self-care, glowing up, that type of content. And if you are a returner, welcome back to the channel. And I'm ready to get into today's video. So when you hear morning routine, you're probably thinking of a girl that wakes up at 6 a.m. She grabs her coffee. She's out the door to a workout class within 10 minutes of waking up. Then after that, she comes back home, she showers, she eats a full breakfast, she goes on a run, then she walks her dog, and then she meditates, and then she reads her Bible for a few hours, what seems like. She reads a book, she cleans up, she does a load of laundry, and then she's out the door to work. There's nothing wrong with that, if that is what works for you. However, in this video, I want to show you that I consider myself a pretty successful woman. I want to show you that your morning routine does not have to look like the ones that you see on social media, because social media has gotten to a point where you don't really know what's true or not. You really don't. When I actually sit and think about the things that I see on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok, I'm like, none of that is, that can't be real. It can't be real. So in this video, I want to show you a couple of my morning routines throughout various days so that you can get an idea of what morning routines can look like. And then also, I have these three core things that I believe belongs in every single morning routine. Now, I thoroughly believe in morning routine. How you start your day sets the tone for your entire day. And you should be doing things that make you feel good, things that set you up for success, things that are going to make your day easier, right? Things that are going to make your life easier. So I do believe that you should have a morning routine of some sort, because you don't want to go into the day without having that time to check in with yourself, do things that make you happy, do things for yourself before you go and give your time to others. Regardless if you work from home, work for a job, you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, you are still going into the day giving yourself to others. So I really do believe waking up, giving yourself that time to really pour into yourself is needed. Doesn't need to be as extensive as it has been publicized to us. There are three elements that every single person should incorporate into their morning routine. But before we get into those three things, I want to show you one of my mornings and what I do to set myself up for success. Now, in that clip, you saw me in all of my glory. It was actually very hard for me to record that because I was like, wow, I look very tired, I look sleepy. And I feel like that's what a lot of our favorite morning routine videos are missing, like the reality, the real aspect of it. So the three things that every person needs to incorporate into their morning routine if they want to have the perfect morning routine for themselves is something that is going to feed your mind, something that is going to feed your body, and something that is going to feed your soul. Now, you can choose one thing that overlaps with all three of those things. You can do three separate things. Like, obviously, there are things that can overlap, right? But doing something that nourishes your mind, body, and soul first thing in the morning is a sure way to set yourself up for success. I think that this is a good baseline for establishing your morning routine. And after you establish those two to three things that you do every morning to feed your mind, body, and soul, you are more than welcome to elaborate and add on to it. Now, some things that can feed your mind when you wake up are reading, right? Reading your devotional, reading your book, reading a newspaper, whatever it, reading something. You're feeding your brain. Something else that you could do to nourish your mind is journaling. So getting things out of your brain, organizing your day, writing about something that's on your heart, or gratitude journaling, whatever it may be. You can also do some visualization exercises, or even making up your bed is feeding your mind. That right there tells you that you have closed that chapter. It is time for you to get out of bed. So those are some things that you can do to feed your mind. When it comes to nourishing your body, a few things that you can do is don't snooze your alarm. Don't do that. But I love to snooze my alarm. No matter how many times I've heard not to snooze my alarm, I continue to snooze my alarm. So what I've gotten into the habit of doing recently, which really works for me, is because I, one, naturally wake up pretty early. I'm not a person that's going to sleep in really past 8 at the latest. And 8 is really pushing it. Like 6:30, 7 o'clock is really my cutoff time. But I've started setting an alarm just to make sure that I don't sleep past my cutoff time. So I wake up naturally around 6:30. I have an alarm set for 6:45. That way I do wake up naturally and I don't wake up to a buzzing alarm. You have to build trust in yourself. If you don't trust yourself to wake up without an alarm, do not do this one. So I guess my first tip, just to wrap up tip number one for your body, is don't snooze your alarm, or set an alarm past the like last moment, like the last possible time you can wake up, to give your body that opportunity to naturally wake up. Another thing that you can do to nourish your body, obviously, I feel like we're all doing this, your hygiene, brushing your teeth, washing your face, your skincare, etc., doing all the things. Exercise is another one. Hydrate, drink your water. You see me do a lot of these things in my routine. I really value the physical parts of my morning routine. Move slow. You don't need to just jump up out of bed. Some people, I'm no expert. I'm telling you what works for me and I'm just giving you recommendations. So either move slow or get out of the bed immediately. I prefer to move slow, take my time. When I had to be out of the house by a certain time, when I worked outside of my home, I would set my alarm earlier so that I did wake up to have enough time to move slow, stretch while I'm in the bed. The last things that you can do to nourish your body is to go get some sunlight and also have a healthy little breakfast. Purr. So again, just some suggestions. You could take it outside of the box. You could go to ChatGPT and say, hey, Chat, what are three things that I can do in my morning routine that nourishes my mind, body, and soul? Go crazy. Go wild. No me importa. Now, last category is your soul. Mind and soul tend to overlap because maybe things that nourish your mind do nourish your soul. So some of the things that you can do to nourish your soul are connecting with nature, right? Maybe you take a walk in the park or either outside. You can pray, you can meditate, you can read your Bible, your devotional if you have that kind of thing. You can journal as well or do some sort of creative activity. If you are going into a job that doesn't allow you to be creative, you take some time in the morning to really tap into that creative energy that feeds your soul. So pick what you want from here and add those to your morning routine. I'm not going to tell you what time you need to wake up and what specific things you need to do, because all of us need different things to function throughout the day. So now I'm going to show you another morning routine. I woke up late. My alarm went off and I woke up with it this morning. But I just didn't want to get out of the bed because I was up late last night. I had dance practice until 9 o'clock, and my body usually needs some time to wind down, of course. And I have a chaotic body, so that didn't happen. I didn't wind down as easily as I would have hoped. It was like one of those days where I was like, I'm gonna sit in the bed for a little bit longer. So I got out of the bed at 7. So far, all I've done is water and coffee. Like, you saw my other morning routine where I'm in the bed, so I didn't feel the need to show that to you. I'm going to do some foam rolling and some tennis ball rolling on my foot to loosen and stretch out the muscles a little bit. And then Pierre and I will have time to go to the park and go for a good long walk. Hopefully you were able to see some examples of like what a normal morning routine can look like. And not only that, how different they can be. I think the ultimate takeaway from this video is that I want you to think of a morning routine as a promise that you are making to yourself. I always say when you keep promises to yourself, you become the type of woman who keeps promises to herself. And when you keep promises to yourself, you become the type of person who believes that they are going to do what they say they are going to do. You're not being a shady guy to yourself. You're being authentic. You're being there for yourself. You're showing up for yourself. You love yourself. And then you grow into a more confident version of yourself. So I hope you all enjoyed this video. And let me know what you think about this type of video. It's kind of like sit down slash vloggy. I'm still going to play with some different formats, but until then, I will see you later, and I hope you have a positively productive, self-loving day. Bye. Mwah.